There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stay one step ahead with Dubai Eye.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
Okay, so time to talk all things artificial intelligence, because I'm delighted to say that we have in the studio with us now Dr. Johan Himberg. He is an AI expert and senior data scientist at Reactor. Welcome to Dubai Eye 103.8. Great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so just to start off then, if you can just tell us, just in layman's terms, for people like me really, what exactly is artificial intelligence and how do we see it in our day-to-day lives?
Well, you have probably used AI within 24 hours if you have gone to a web shop or watched Netflix.
Yeah.
Because they recommend things nowadays. And it's all about of having data from you and other people. And then they make a model that would recommend nice movies and something to buy.
And how does it sort of make our lives that bit easier?
So AI makes things easier. If you would take a really simple example, what AI could be, there's air conditioning here, and there must be some sort of a thermostat that regulates the temperature, so yeah. That we don't have to do it all the time. So that's basically the most simple AI that you can have. Then if you put it more complicated, you could have a image recognition. When I arrived in Finland, there was a machine that take a photograph of my face and compare it to the passport. So there is also artificial intelligence. It makes us our lives easier.
It's funny that I'd never think about air conditioning being like artificial intelligence, but then when you explain it, it kind of say, well, what else would it be, I suppose? And is artificial intelligence, is it for every single sector, for every single aspect of our lives, or does it fit better in certain things?
Well, currently, because there is lots of hype going on in artificial intelligence, we tend to think about science fiction movies that have sentient robots, which usually have been hostile or something like that. But that's not yet here. We don't know if it comes ever. But it usually fits into the purposes where you have a simple goal. There might be something complicated on the background. Say, for example, we did an application in Finland where we got this sort of very complicated data on the real estate. And what we did was just that we tried to predict the price of apartments on certain areas, so that people would see how the areas evolve price-wise. And there are all sorts of problems with the data, but the AI takes care of that. But you see only the numbers and you can estimate the price of your apartment.
And is that an application that could be useful here in Dubai? If you were an investor and you wanted to buy somewhere, you could think, well, this area is doing okay, but this one might be a better investment because of that data.
Definitely. I mean that we were invited to the land department, Dubai, and it seems to be that the real estate is really a big thing here. I can imagine that.
Yeah.
It's a discussion subject in Finland too, of course. Yes, you are absolutely correct. That's a thing that one can do.
Now, you've mentioned just there that you've been here speaking to government leaders, to business leaders in the UAE. What kind of reception have you gotten? What kind of appetite is there for artificial intelligence here in the Emirates?
Well, first of all, we have talked about this thing in Finland, because the fact that UAE has a minister for artificial intelligence made headlines in Finland too. And
wow.
I have really spoke with my colleagues about this thing. And I have to say that when I came, there were a couple of interesting issues. One was that in the meetings when I met the colleagues here in Dubai, they were having the same kinds of aspirations, but also problems with the AI that we do there in Finland. So it's the standard is here. Is so high that you would have lots of possibilities in applying AI here too.
And we do. We like things like smart technology and artificial intelligence and things that in time will make our lives easier and things better. We're already seeing driverless cars being tested all over the world. We're having flying autonomous taxis here soon. And I know there's something you're working on with driverless ferries. That's something that we could be seeing on our waters soon?
Why not? Yes, in Finland we have a big archipelago. We have sea there too, and we have rivers, lots of rivers, and lots of water there. So we do have ferries that go back and forth. So we have now been piloting with a mock-up, like a small miniature model, really a real autonomous ferry that basically goes back and forth and stops if there is an obstacle in front. So it can be that easy. No talking robots, but it goes back and forth, but it's safe. So why not?
We have lots of canals here, a fantastic waterway that's been built. So something like that would be really, really popular here, I think.
Yeah. It sounds a lot more futuristic than the ferry across the Mersey back home, at least, anyway. But I suppose it's just part of all these kind of new things that we're seeing coming through, which really involve kind of, you know, technology and artificial intelligence. Should employees in certain sectors be worried about the future when it comes to AI? Is it going to be a threat to jobs, do you think?
Well, many things have been threats to jobs already. Say that there is not that many people working in agriculture anymore. Machines take care of that. And there used to be lift boys and lift girls in department stores who operated the lifts. We don't find that uncomfortable of pressing buttons nowadays. So they are doing their job. So people tend to find new jobs. It's true that the artificial intelligence might change the world. But I'm quite optimistic that people do find new jobs and hopefully meaningful jobs, more meaningful jobs that gives more to people.
And just very briefly, finally, coding is something that's really been picked up where you're from, to the point that children are being taught in schools how to code. Is this something we all need to be learning to do now?
It's true. In Finland, we have something which is called coding camp. The story was so that one employee of Reactor was teaching his daughter to code and made a material and made it public in a way that other employees could also teach their children to code. It was a really simple and fun yeah. lection on coding. And then the Reactor challenged other Finnish companies to take the material and organize these sort of schools for free for kids. And it went on, and there had been also special sessions where the members of parliament and the president himself has taken this first course in coding.
So it's something that we all need to really be learning and getting involved in, do you think?
Well, it depends. We don't need to. It's good to, for example, know how to give first aid, but it doesn't mean that everybody should be a doctor. But it's a kind of integral part of the modern society to understand how the computers and the artificial intelligence works. So it's a good basic knowledge to have something to know about the coding.
That's Dr. Johan Hindberg, AI expert, senior data scientist at Reactor. Thank you very much for joining us. I feel like I'm a bit more enlightened about AI and not so frightened.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.